Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Midwest Madness, your true crime cult conspiracy and crypto podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Danielle.
Welcome back.
We made it through the frozen week. I don't know.
Yeah. It's supposed to be in the 40s.
What? Why does this always happen when I leave?
You're still here.
Yeah, but I'm like last time I was gone, it was like in the 50s, 60s. So if it's still supposed to be that, if it's supposed to get that warm this weekend,
I don't know. I'll be gone. Yeah, I don't know what the temperature is supposed to be when you're gone, but
yeah, I leave Thursday. I know
the beginning of the week is supposed to be in the 40s.
Okay. I really, my car needs a bath so bad.
So does mine. I just, yeah, it's too cold.
Yeah, I just can't. And like, you're not going to find anywhere that's open.
Not
right now.
Not right now.
But because last time when it was super nice, I was gone. So I, when I could have washed it, I wasn't here to wash it. So now I'm like, well, hopefully. I have a hard time with...
I know it's a necessary evil. It just sucks.
Right.
Washing your car in this winter.
Right.
Because you wash it and then 30 seconds later, it's dirty again.
Covered in salt again. Yeah.
It just sucks, but...
Yeah. I get that.
So you leave...
like on the nice days, everybody's doing it too. So then you're like waiting for 45 minutes to even just get through.
So you leave Thursday to go down to Arizona?
Yep, to see Allie and John. And then I come home the red eye on that Sunday. So, but again, it was like a super cheap flight on Delta. So I don't fly Delta very often anymore because they are never the cheapest option.
Yeah.
So.
I'm a Delta loyalist.
I know. I wish I could afford to be, but when.
A lot of times, though, like it's not cheaper. Like,
well,
Sun Country, fuck, it was $100 just to do a checked bag, a carry-on bag.
Yeah.
Plus $20 to pick your seat there and back, like.
Yeah. It, I mean.
So there's another $140.
My last was on a voucher, though. My last trip was.
Well, I'm making a point. Yeah, I know. It's not always cheaper.
No, not always, but a lot of times it is, depending on when your flight's going out and where you're going.
And they don't give you a snack.
I'm usually sleeping, so it doesn't matter.
For all of us who don't sleep.
Yeah, that's fair. So.
Would love a little snack.
I mean, I want a snickety snack.
I wanted a pretzel.
Mm.
Or a Biscoff cookie.
Those cookies are actually stupid good.
I know. They're the best. Actually, Delta has good snacks.
All right, well, I'll try and stay awake for them.
They got Sun Chips. They got...
Oh, damn.
Granola bars.
Yeah, because I'm literally bringing a backpack.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Because I'm like, I'm not paying for another bag. And I'm there for 2.5 whole days.
Yeah, that'd be easy.
It doesn't matter. I don't need to bring that much stuff. Allie was really impressed. She's like, oh my God, you can pack all of that in that one bag. She's like, she was so cute. She asked me, what about all of your brushes? And I was like, what do you mean all of my brushes? I have a brush. She was like, you don't have more than one brush? And I was like, no.
She's talking about makeup brushes?
Oh,
That's what she's talking about.
But they're not that big.
She's not talking about hairbrushes.
That's what I thought. I was like, you're so weird. Then I have two that I bring because they're double-sided.
Okay.
And I don't really wear anything on my face. So that's just eyeshadow.
Yeah.
That makes so much more sense. Wow. I feel like a real fucking idiot now. Because, we have different hair, so I didn't know if she used, a round brush or something. No. Or
that's funny.
That's fucking hilarious. I'm so stupid. Oh, man. Well, you know what? Maybe we should just get into the story.
On that note.
Yeah, so that I can go home and recover from that stupidity. Holy fuck.
And it was recorded, so.
I know.
That's okay. We've all been there.
Oh, man. Well. But would it honestly surprise you if Al had more than one brush for her hair?
No.
No. So, right? So, it's like not that outrageous.
I mean, technically, you could have a brush and a comb.
Yeah. Yeah, you could. Or you could have one of those shower brushes that has the really wide bristles on it.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. But I would never travel with that.
Yeah. I mean, but Allie might. Girl is a crazy packer.
So is Natalie.
Is she?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she was very surprised that I could get everything in the backpack, Al was. I was like,
I was surprised I packed in a backpack.
I know.
That's, I was I'm there proud for of you. A full week.
I'm proud of you. That's not, that's impressive as hell.
Yeah.
So good for you.
To be fair, I didn't bring a lot. I literally was like,
well, and
I'm borrowing all your shit. Sorry.
Well, and you also had the option to do laundry while you were there.
Yeah.
So that helps. And I'm sure if I really needed to as well, they would be like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to tell me no, but
right.
Hopefully I don't need to. So I'm excited. It'll be nice.
It's just nice to get out.
Yeah. I haven't been down to Arizona since, well, our grandparents were alive. So at least 10 years.
I've been there only 3 times in the past 3 years.
Damn. Look at you. She's a world traveler.
Who would have ever thought?
Right. Not of Arizona, Arizona. Of all places.
Yeah, for real.
Not
like an Arizona girly.
Could you live there, do you think?
No.
No.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No interest.
Okay.
There's no bodies of water.
If you went south, where would you live?
If I had to go south?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like South Carolina option?
Yeah.
I do.
I would consider South Carolina.
Or like Savannah, Georgia or something. Okay.
So that, like, the east side?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know.
I'm not going to California.
I don't...
And I need, like... an ocean.
I don't think I would hate Southern California, but it's so fucking expensive.
Too many, there's two earthquakes, there's fires.
That's
there's
true. That's
no
true.
Rain, sunny all the time. I can't, I'm not a sunny all the time girl. Like,
which is funny because you're the most sunny of the three of us. Like, you,
I
like
don't
to
get
be,
why people say
well,
that.
Because you like to be out in the sun. Oh, and like, that yeah. Like,
my sunny disposition.
Well,
honestly, probably
of
the three of us.
Yeah. You get along with people the best. You're more of the people person. Of the three of us, if one of us has to be a golden retriever, sorry, babe, but it's you.
God, that's so annoying.
I'm next on the list, so.
I would say you're more golden retriever than I am.
In what, like, in what sense?
You're way nicer than me.
That's actually true.
Like, way nicer than me.
But you're more friendly than I am.
Yeah.
And that's what I think when I think of a golden retriever. I would say I'm maybe like a black lab.
A black lab?
Yeah, because I'm not quite as friendly, but I'm still like...
I would give you chocolate lab.
Okay, I'll take it.
And Allie... I don't see Allie as black anything either.
Allie's a cat though, for sure. Like, she has her people that she likes, and that's kind of... She's good.
Yeah.
You know?
This and that's is very so cat off topic. Behavior. Let's get
yeah,
on with the
story. And I did
now.
Say I was going to start. Like,
yeah.
Okay. We just didn't want to go right to the doom and gloom, right? So I'm going to be doing the story of Megan Neely.
Kind of sounds familiar.
That's because it's a Minnesota story.
Okay. Wait. Nope. Okay.
Okay.
I'm good.
I like took a big breath to start and you're like, wait.
No, I got it.
Okay. So in October of 2011, Megan Neely lived in Minnesota with her two daughters who were only 10 and 14 months old. She had been telling friends and family that she was planning on breaking up with her boyfriend, Corey Thomas. And she'd been worried about the breakup, telling Roderick Underwood, the father of her younger daughter, so the 14-month-old, that she and Corey had been fighting a lot and that the breakup was probably not going to be easy. One of the reasons that she was looking at like leaving this relationship was because she did want to get back with Roderick. So I think that probably complicated things a little bit with the whole situation because, like, you know, she wants to be with this other person that she has a history with, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So on Saturday, October 15th, one of Megan's relatives contacted the police to report Megan missing when she failed to show up at a previously scheduled event. It was like a family function or something. And she had been planning on picking up her daughters earlier in the day from a friend's house and then joining the family in the evening. So the family member and the police went to Megan's duplex, and the family member reported that nothing was out of the ordinary except for Megan was nowhere to be found. So when Megan was not heard from by Monday, police looked more into her and Corey's backgrounds and then contacted a family member to search her home again. So the reason that the police became more concerned about Megan's predicament is because of Corey's history.
Oh.
Corey had recently been released from St. Cloud Prison after serving time for second degree assault. he had attacked the mother of his son and threatened to kill her and then himself. So, probably not a good situation.
No, not at all.
During the second search of Megan's home, her body was found in a 3x3 crawl space.
What?
3 foot by 3 foot crawl space is where her body was found.
No, that's so small.
I know. Like, so small. Just even thinking of having to, like, crawl into a space that big to, like, store stuff, I'm like, no.
So I couldn't do it. The first time the house was searched, who did it again? Sorry.
Was it was a family member. I couldn't get more specific. I'm glad that
they didn't find.
And the, yep, so it was a family member and the police. And then the second time, the police did contact another family member and say, like, we want to get back in there. Can you let us back in? And they were like, yeah. Still, fortunately, it was not the family member that found Megan. It was a maintenance worker who worked at the duplex because she was just renting there.
Yeah.
So she didn't own it. So it was the maintenance worker for the owner of the duplex that ended up finding her body. Megan had sadly been strangled to death. So, no big surprise.
Corey.
Uh-huh. When they found him, when they found Corey Thomas, he was down in Miami, Florida, where he was arrested and held while police from Minnesota flew down to interview him about Megan's murder.
Damn. How'd he get down there?
I'll tell you. Oh. Because after Megan went missing, Corey didn't act suspiciously at all. And if you don't catch that sarcasm.
Yeah, I was going to say that sounds like sarcasm. Mm,
it was definitely sarcasm. So Megan went missing, right? And Corey ends up selling his car, which first red flag, because that's a really easy way to track somebody, right? Is by their license plate. And then he took a one-way bus ticket down to Miami, which was also not okay because he was on parole. So that was a parole violation.
Oops, yeah, can't leave the state.
Nope. So at the time of his arrest, Corey also had scratch marks on his neck that he claimed didn't come from Megan, but came from a workplace injury. But when police talked to his manager at work, they were like, no, that never happened at work. He's
fine. Do you know what he did? Like what his job was?
Okay. I didn't. So police did DNA testing on skin that was found underneath Megan's fingernails, and it was unable to discount Corey, but it did rule out 99% of other people.
Damn.
So pretty confident that it was Corey's DNA underneath her fingernails. Thankfully, Corey.
Well.
Thankfully, Corey ended up pleading guilty to one count of second-degree murder and was given 406 months in prison, which is just over 33 years, which was the maximum sentence that he could get with the plea deal. So he will be around 65 or 66 when he gets out if he serves the entire term. The reason that this case was so quick was because her family was very proactive about getting police involved. And luckily,
and police listened.
Police listened. Yeah. Right. So, because we come across that a lot, right? Yeah. Where the family is like, something's not right. And the police are like, well, it hasn't been long enough. Like, no, shut the fuck up. Something is not right. You don't know them like I do, right?
Yeah.
So I was really happy that I didn't have to get pissed off at the police for this one.
It's such a hard situation.
Right.
I'm sure.
Because, like, I'm sure sometimes it really is nothing. Yeah. Right? And then they've wasted time and resources from things that actively are happening. So it's a very double-edged sword, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of damned if they do, damned if they don't.
Exactly.
Situation.
It's just so frustrating because it's like you hear it happening all the time.
It's just got to be a better way to do it.
Right. So, unfortunately, neither of us know what that better way is. No. So if anybody has any ideas, talk to your local congressperson. I don't know. So, again, Megan also didn't keep any secrets from her family. You know, she told them kind of what was going on and was very open about, like, this is what's going on and I don't want to be with him. And it sounded like her family knew his history, too. So when something happened, it wasn't like, oh, well, that's weird. Do-do-do-do-do. It was, uh-oh, something is fucking wrong. Good. You know?
Yeah.
And then, like you said, the police moved quickly and everybody seemed really proactive in this whole situation. So luckily it didn't give Corey a lot of time to cover his tracks or really, really disappear.
Yeah.
It sounded like from everything I was reading that it was like within 2 weeks, everything was wrapped up, which is crazy fast. Yeah,
that doesn't happen very often.
No. So thankfully,
like, my story was 50 years.
Yeah, no kidding. So that is my whole story. It was another short but sweet, you know, well, not sweet, but you know what I mean. The sources were TwinCities.com, CBSNews.com, and another CBSNews.com story.
Cool. Our socials are MW Madness Podcast on Gmail and Instagram, and our Facebook group is Midwest Madness Podcast group on Facebook. All right. Hopefully next time we record, I will be healthy.
And I won't be sick.
Yeah. That's the main thing. So we hope you guys have a good rest of your February. Because it's the end.
Holy cow.
I know.
For such a short month, it sure feels like the longest fucking month ever.
Oh, no.
Sometimes to me, it really does.
Not for me at all.
Oof. But I think it's because it's so fucking cold.
True. All right, everybody. Have a great week. We will talk to you next Tuesday.
Bye.